It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And for my co-hosts, this segment is kind of like opening your birthday presents in front of the people who got them for you.
Oh, okay. What do you mean?
Oh, it's a shower radio? AM stations only? Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I totally.
It's what I always wanted.
Nice.
It's care or don't care.
Yeah.
Listen as my co-hosts really try to fake it as I read my first headline.
We totally care.
The hot new invention that's equal parts aw and ah.
Oh.
Care or don't care.
I care too. For the aw half.
And there's a company called Ghost Robotics, and we've actually talked about them a little while ago on the show. They're the ones who make animatronic guard dogs, and one city in Japan bought 3 of them to scare away the hungry wolves that kept wandering into town looking for food.
That's now right. I remember this story.
Yeah.
And like the robots were running around town.
Now, they kind of look like if you combined Paw Patrol with Terminator.
Okay.
You know,
like, it's a big gap to fill, but I can see
it's
it.
It's like cute but horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the latest electronics show, Ghost Robotics revealed their newest upgrade. That's right. They're adding a sniper rifle to the top of the robo dogs.
Wait, to the top of the dogs?
Wait, we're giving guns to robots?
That's right.
Can you imagine that, though? A dog just like, squirrel, boom!
My dog would be so happy.
That whole thing would be over.
Yeah.
Once the pictures went viral, one Twitter user commented, "In what world is this a good idea?"
Right?
The company says they're making them for the military.
And
the RoboPups can operate in either day or nighttime.
Uh-oh.
It's the first animal robot of its kind to have an actual weapon mounted on top of it.
Okay.
Wow. I have a feeling dogs are going to change.
I mean, this is my childhood dream come true. It's like real life Beast Wars.
You wanted to be part of it?
You know, like the animals that transform into robots that are like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. Like Transformers, but with animals?
They were like a knockoff Transformers.
Oh, okay.
Don't say the T word.
I got you.
Oh, okay. I'm the weird one.
Yeah.
Great. Just go to your next headline. Jose's dream just came true.
Oh!
But for a different guy. Care or don't care?
I care. I have to.
I don't care
because
I'm
going to
be sad.
Oh, we got enough cares, though.
Okay.
A 47-year-old Baltimore man went into a Walmart earlier this year, bought a scratch-off ticket, and won $1,000.
Nice.
The next month, he did the same thing, except the prize was different. This time, he won 10 grand.
What?
Whoa.
He won again?
And so last week, he thought, you know what? It's been a really good year. I should probably just keep my winnings and stop investing in the lottery.
Can we use the word investing when we're talking about the lottery?
It's a gamble.
Okay, continue.
But then a tiny voice in the back of his head said, "You're an idiot if you don't continue playing the lottery."
Oh, no.
That's the gambling addiction.
Yeah, right.
So
that's it.
The next scratch ticket he bought just read 3 words.
Shut up.
Take 2 lottery.
What?
Oh, that means you want so much that they can't pay you out at the gas station.
So he got very excited, and when he showed up at headquarters, he found out he just scored a $100,000 jackpot.
Oh!
How did the same
3 times?
I can't believe that.
And afterwards, the man commented saying, "Okay, that's it. I'm not pushing my luck anymore. I'm done with the lottery.
Liar.
It's straight Keno from here on out.
Keno.
Oh, Keno only. Let me pick my own numbers."
Meanwhile, that little voice is saying,
"Come on, you sissy, keep dumping your entire life savings into Powerball like a man."
An annoying voice.
That is.
I think him and I have the same voice.
Yeah. So,
inner voice.
Let's find out if you care about this. This next story literally is one sentence, and it's going to make Brooke want to leave the studio.
Oh.
In a good way.
Bro, your
care, don't
headlines
care.
Are fire.
Dude, I care. Why do I want to leave?
And you said it's a good way, so I care.
All right, are you ready for your one sentence?
Yeah.
Get ready to leave, Brooke.
Available for a limited time, IHOP is now offering Reese's Pieces pancakes.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go, Brooke. Should we end the show now? Do you want to just call it?
Oh, my God.
This makes so much sense. I already put peanut butter on my pancakes.
Now, the website description of Reese's Pieces pancakes says,
so good.
4 fluffy buttermilk pancakes, topped with Reese's peanut butter sauce, chocolate sauce, Reese's Pieces candy, and whipped topping.
God, I want to eat this so bad. I wish it wasn't just a picture made of paper.
Let's go to your next headline. What's the number one Halloween candy, according to kids?
Oh.
If you get it right, I'll put something in your mouth.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
I'm hungry now, so I care.
Yeah, can we actually get candy out of this? I care.
What are you going to put in her mouth?
Well, I guess you have to find out.
Okay, I care.
A popular website polled 700 kids between the ages of 8 and 14, and they gave them a series of candy matchups.
Okay.
Like, for example, what's better, Kit Kats or Snickers?
Snickers.
And so they had to choose.
Oh, wow. Okay. Alexis. Is this going to be a fight? Because the
way glaring at me.
They took the results from that, and they ranked them by winning percentage. So before we look through the list, can anyone guess what you think number one is?
Reese's. I have to go Reese's peanut butter cups.
I don't think
They're
it's
so
a,
good.
But I don't think it's a kid thing. Like
M&M's.
Kids like the sweeter the better. See,
you're
I'm
right.
going to say Skittles.
For your information, candies that did not make the top seven include Twix, peanut M&M's, Snickers, Starburst, and Skittles.
Oh, they didn't make it.
Number six, kids love gummy bears.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love gummy bears.
They're just they're fun to play with.
My kids would do anything for a gummy worm.
Number five was Kit Kats.
Okay.
Number four, regular Hershey's bars.
Oh, ew.
Wow,
sorry,
we really like plain chocolate, huh?
Number three, I think was kind of a dark horse, Milky Way.
Oh, you know what, though? I haven't had a Milky Way in a minute. It sounds
kids
amazing.
Kids love Milky Way?
There's a lot of caramel.
Dude, I traded those things out right off the bat.
Number two is milk chocolate M&M's.
Yeah.
And the number one favorite Halloween candy,
that was close, Alexis.
According
that was
to children, winning 76% of the matchups was...
My guess is Reese's. I'm the only one left.
Reese's peanut butter cup. Open up, Jose.
Yeah.
Wait,
he
putting
can't
a
eat
Reese's
it.
In
I
your mouth.
I got second.
No, I'm giving it to Brooke.
All right,
what?
All right, open wide. I'll let me throw one in your mouth. There it is.
Oh, you missed.
Okay. Close enough. Anyway.
Well, you really had candy to throw at us.
I really
am eating it.
We should do this more often.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care, don't care.
Care.
What does Pac-Man eat with his chips?
What?
Guaca, waka, 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 mole.
Alexis doesn't get it.
Yeah,
he's
if
never
you play
Pac-Man.
The game, that's a sound effect. It goes waka, waka,
waka, waka, waka. Waka.
That's, you do really good.
That was really good.
Oh, okay.
Well, Alexis,
care or don't care. Phone tap's coming up next.